Growth happens so incredibly quickly when you have the courage to fail. So I wanted to have a discussion with you about why playing it safe is never going to get you there. It's never going to get you to your goals and where you want to be. And growth, retrospectively, can come in many forms, right? It doesn't just come in the form of business growth, but it comes in the form of personal growth and personal development, how you see yourself, self-love, relationships, physical healing, so many different forms of manifestation itself, and how you define success as well. So number one thing that I remind myself of when I feel like I'm going through a pivot or a transformation or things just aren't going my way and I just can't seem to figure things out, and or even when I'm just questioning, what does the next phase or stage of business look like? What does it look like? Right? I got to where I wanted to be. I did the thing that I said that I was going to do. Well, now what? Now I can see that in order for me to get to the next level, something has to change. Something has to transform. And most times what us entrepreneurs will do is we will look for what to do. We will look for the thing that I need to do, the next strategy, the next best strategy that's going to make you bigger and better, instead of recognizing that it is the transformation of the human that gets you to the goal, that makes you that bigger, better version. It's never the strategy. And the success that you're desiring and looking for is rarely built on your wins. It's built on how often you were willing to let yourself fail and how going through it is the way to get through it. Through is the only way through. And especially in the context of building communities and movements, bringing your people along with you, being vulnerable and sharing that is one of the best ways that I know how to get through it much quicker. It's one of the best ways to be a fast decision maker is just to transparently say, I'm metamorphosizing. I am completely changing and transforming. Here's what it looks like and here's how it feels. And also because of this transformation and this newfound perspective, this is what it's done for me as the human, right? The desire. This is what it's done for me in my business, okay? It's like the metaphor for circling the mountain hundreds of times. And then one day you stumble upon a guide who says, hey, you know, up is the fastest way. And for like months and months and months and years and years and years, you've been circling the mountain instead of just looking straight up and walking straight up to get to the top, knowing that it's going to be difficult, knowing that it's going to be challenging, knowing you're going to trip and fall many times, your legs are going to burn, you're going to be sweating, you're going to be out of breath. You didn't let that stop you from climbing the mountain. Love the story of Sarah Blakely, who's the founder of Spanx, and how she credits her success to the number of times that she was encouraged to fail by her father, who would ask her every single day, what did you fail at today? As if it was a positive, in a positive context, right? It's something that I would like to start using with my children, because how that shifts your narrative to see failure as actually a good thing. And if we can start to do that at early ages, right? Early childhood with our kids, imagine what that would do for them as adults. Right? So asking her that question every single day, what did you fail at today? It completely shifted her relationship with failure early on, right? Failure is not a setback. It's feedback. Failure is like your mindset. It's your GPS. It's always recalculating your route because you always think, you know, I know the best way. I know a better way than this GPS. Anybody ever thought that? Anybody ever been driving and been like, I know a better way than this GPS, and it's always recalculating your route. And so every time it sees you make a wrong turn, your GPS, aka your mindset, it doesn't panic. It just finds a new route, right? But if you never drive, if you never, aka never take risks, you're never going to get anywhere. And sometimes I believe we see failure as vulnerability. We see failure as oversharing. We see failure as, I didn't get the results that I said I was going to do. I didn't get to the goal, and therefore I failed. Rather than looking at the experience as a whole, right? Looking at the whole woman and recognizing how you personally transformed and changed along the way. And many of us avoid failure because of our fear of judgment, because of our fear of not being enough, because of our fear of wasting time, right? Those human feelings and fears, in addition to the surfacey level fears that we call it, I'm afraid to not get results in my business because then I failed. But really, like, the deeper fear, going seven layers deep, Dean Graziosi's exercise that he writes about in his book, what is it? Millionaire. Oh, now I can't think of it, but it'll come to me later. You know, the seven layers deep exercise. It's not just a fear of not getting results in your business. Why are you afraid of not getting results in your business? Well, I'm afraid of judgment. Why are you afraid of judgment? Where does that come from? Well, it probably stems from some time and place earlier in life. And then ding, 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 it clicks that you're afraid of disappointing your parent or your father or your sibling, right? Because they always put so much pressure on top of you to be perfect and do everything a certain way. Only you're going to be able to know your story. So when it comes to failure and your fear of failure, I want you to think about it like as if it were a stage, but this is your stage, right? This is a stage that you built, AKA your social media profiles, right? And you're afraid to step out onto your stage because you're afraid of getting boos from your audience. Now imagine this actually, as if you were on stage in front of thousands of people, right? And most times, even Mel Robbins still admits to this. She's like, I still go take a shit every single time before I get on stage because it's a natural human reaction to, it's the fight or flight response. That is your fight or flight response. And in some cases, freeze. And in some cases, fawn, right? But most commonly, it's the fight or flight response. And most people, when on stage, that's actually like a using like physiology, it's the human response is to actually like have to pee or go take a shit before. And I loved that she talked about that in an episode because it's so relatable. And instead of thinking of this as if you are on stage in front of thousands of people, having to impress everybody, having to present yourself in a certain way, having to build authority, right? That's a very common topic on social media today. Build authority. Position yourself as the expert. Bring the energy. And there's so much pressure around who you need to be. And imagine for just a second, if you were to just shift your focus to see that the real audience you should focus on is yourself. No one's judgment can impact your success as much as your own perception of failure. As much as your own perception of yourself. But you stop yourself from launching. You stop yourself from making the post or making the big change in your business and announcing it. You stop yourself from sharing the vulnerable thing that you really should be talking about because that's one of the biggest transformations you went through. But your fear of what people will think about you if you say that thing is keeping you from actually building relationships in your community. Here's one for you. I am a medicated ADHD entrepreneur who became medicated about a year and a half ago when recognizing that I suffer from not only obsessive compulsive disorder, but a disorder called trichotillomania. It's how I went from having hair all the way down my back to having a short pixie cut with maybe an inch of hair all around. Trichotillomania is a hair cutting and hair pulling disorder. I used to pick up my hair when I was in high school. I could never pay attention because I had ADHD undiagnosed. As I got older and got into relationships, because it wasn't just one relationship. Yes, there's one marriage that was completely destructive to myself and my psyche. But as I developed and grew as a person and healed that part of me, I recognized that I was allowing relationships similar to that, where I was being treated in the same way in business partnerships, in friendships. I needed to cut ties with those relationships in order to heal. And those relationships were keeping me stuck in this place of anxiety and ADHD and obsessive compulsive disorder. And it wasn't until I drew the line in the sand that I finally started to see myself in a different way and have love for myself, which was something I had never allowed myself to do. It goes way deep, right? Like, we could go seven layers deep into everything. I go back to like my mom and remembering my mom always in the mirror, in the bathroom mirror, cutting at her hair, picking at her skin, judging herself, making comments about herself. And it took me until 30 years old to freaking realize that and how that was affecting me. And so my perception of this disorder was that I failed, was that I was continuously failed. And because I continued to focus on it, it became my failure. It became my manifestation. What you focus on expands. So we have to redefine it, right? That's the way out of the matrix. Number one, recognize failure is a necessary part of success. Without failure, you wouldn't have the chance to see what does and doesn't work. Awareness is everything. Having the seed of awareness shows you all possibilities, right? Thomas Edison said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Number two, detach your self-worth from failure. Your failures do not define you, but your response to them does. It's like going to the gym and hiring a personal trainer, knowing that every single time you push your muscles to complete fatigue, where they just gas out and they don't work anymore, when you come back the next day or next week, they're going to be stronger. It's going to feel easier. So likewise, every single failure, which again, remember, this is your perception of failure, makes you more resilient and stronger.